Blog Talk Radio.
Show. And how is everybody today? Are you surviving? Are you doing well? Are you prospering? Yeah, it's been tough for a lot of us, yes. And fortunately, what I do, a lot of people need help. And what I do is give hope. Hope for the future. That's what I do. So today's show is not about necessarily connecting with your ancestors or spirit guides and giving you hope, direction in life. It's more of a little different direction. Today, the other day, a couple days ago, or was it yesterday? I don't know. We lose track of time, don't we? We're like, what day is it? I remember it's Thursday, you know, stuck inside. And here in Denver, Colorado, it's actually snowing again, you know, like, please, God, bring spring soon, really, spring. You know, nice 65 to 75 degree weather. You can go outside, you can feel the sun. No, we have snow, and it's supposed to snow all day. Get warmer. It's going to get warmer. I know it's going to get warmer. You know, that old prophecy, it's going to get warmer soon, which is okay, which is cool. I like that. So I like it getting a little bit warmer. I live in Pasadena, California. It was like, summertime, 100, 105 sometimes. Now, that's a little extreme for me. I like this weather. A little, 75 to 85 is my comfort zone. What about you guys? What's your comfort zone for weather? People love cold. I have a Facebook friend who loves cold, really cold. You know, 0 degrees centigrade, which is 32 Fahrenheit, if I remember correctly, right? Okay, so what are we going to do today? We're going to talk about a couple of things. Thoughts on problem solving. And I'm going to apply that. I did a live presentation on Facebook and Instagram the other day. If you get a chance, me up on either of those sites, Source Command. I think my name here isn't it somewhere. Just look me up on those sites. I'm the only one in the United States of America with that name that I know of. Maybe there is some, though. What do you think? Okay, so I'm kind of a history and science buff and a little bit of a history. I'm a historian, I guess, to some degree, American history, like world history in general. And I was thinking about this idea that we solve problems. Humanity solves problems. With great leadership, we solve problems. And I went to the Wayback Machine and went to the Civil War. You know, it was one of the worst times in American history, right? The Civil War, thousands of people died. When we think about the coronavirus and thousands of people dying, but nothing like the Civil War. And it wiped out a lot of the male population in both the North and the South. But great leaders got us through that. They gave us hope. They helped solve problems. I'm thinking of Abraham Lincoln. He helped get us through all of that. So great leaders help us to solve problems, inspire us to solve problems. You know, I'm looking at history, going forward in our history, leadership comes from different areas. You think about just before the beginning of the 20th century, this is the 21st, so there'd be the 20th century, right? We had leaders that came from the business world. We had Edison's and we had the Rockefellers. Not perfect men. They made a lot of mistakes and did a lot of bad things, but they solved problems. They got us back on track. They really got us back on track. They really moved the country forward. They solved problems. They were great leaders in the business world. So great leadership comes from different areas. Think about that. Great leaders come from different areas. So this Rockefellers and the Carnegies and the Morgan Chase, J.P. Morgan, J.P. Morgan. And so they solved problems. They inspired us to move forward. They gave hope to humanity with their inventions and their engineering, their design, you know, things that they came up with. So they gave us hope. They solved problems. Problems is how do we move humanity forward? How do create a new society with innovation. I like the word innovation, so science does a lot, and engineering writers and designers. So we flip forward and we find artists that kind of have this. Like World War One was a horrible time in human history, right? Death. Millions of people died. And then our leaders failed us. Woodrow Wilson failed us. It get into the 1920s. The political leaders failed us. They led us into a Great Depression. Again, people died. Incomes were shattered. It was a horrible time in human history. Not just in the United States, but we had leaders like Franklin Delano Roosevelt who gave us hope, solved problems, and got us back on track. Problem solving is part of the human nature. We have people that solve problems, scientists, political leaders, and engineers, designers. Then we move forward in time. Now, we have leaders that solve problems, but not in a positive way. I mean, Hitler was a leader, and he solved problems for the German people. Not a good man, not a good person. So sometimes great leaders aren't necessarily the most positive influence on society. But then again, we have Roosevelt, who's there to let us lead us forward into World War II to try to solve the problems. We move to the 1950s. We have stable leaders that help with prosperity, that point us forward, solve problems like Dwight Eisenhower. So I'm going to say that we've had leaders and great teachers and great inspirational people on both sides of the political spectrum. So it's not just one side or the other. You know, Dwight Eisenhower helped bring in a period of stability and prosperity into America. Well, problems moved us forward to a better time, right? Then we move into the 1960s. We have John F. Kennedy, who inspired us to move forward, go to the moon, solve problems, inspired us to create solutions to problems like going to the moon. You know, in 1969, technology isn't what it is today. And to go to the moon in 1969 is an amazing feat of scientists and engineers. We saw problems. We saw a problem. Let's go to the moon. Inspire us. Let's go to the moon. And we did, right? We did. Absolutely great motivator, inspiration. Then we fell into this period of Lyndon Johnson and the Vietnam War, and we started to shrink back from problem solving. We just came to accumulate problems and problems and problems and problems. I have to admit that, you know, Richard Nixon pushed us in that problem mode too, right? Didn't solve our problems. Kind of the economy stagnated. There was some growth. Then Jimmy Carter, another one, moved forward, kind of didn't move us in the direction of. Carter later proved to be a great individual and problem solver for humanity in the private sector. But in the political arena, he wasn't an inspirational leader. But we do have an inspirational leader. Inspirational leader. Now, I don't necessarily agree with all his politics, but Ronald Reagan was inspirational. He inspired us to solve problems, to move forward, to be a prosperous country once again, right? And towards his presidency with the first push, problems arose, right? Then we have another leader, Bill Clinton, who came along, fired us. Now, stop about their faith. Not all political leaders. Not all political leaders. We have the Bill Gates and the Steve Jobs and people like that in the tech industry that inspired us, that solved problems. Or they created solutions to problems we didn't see already. The iPhone. We didn't see the problem. They saw the problem. He saw the problem. Apple saw the problem. And the iPad and the iPhone and the iPod, they saw a potential solution to a problem. We didn't even realize that. Well, we had the problem. We like to listen to music. We like to be mobile when we're listening to music and the walk and all that stuff didn't necessarily solve the problem. We'd like to have our phones do more than what they do, be able to carry our phones with us. Right? Great solutions to problems. So it's engineers, it's sometimes political leaders that sometimes, okay, let's move forward quickly. Faster we go, right? Into this century, we have problem solvers. We had the Bush II, got us in war, didn't solve any problems, right? Created more problems. Oh boy, we're in war again. What are we going to do about that? then Barack Obama came along. So the problem gave us hope, inspired us to move forward, and we entered into prosperity again. Now we have problems again. One more time with problems. But what I'm saying is great leaders will surface. Political and now scientists. Scientists are great problem solvers, aren't they? Wow, the doctors, the scientists, the lab technicians, all these people are solving problems. Let's give a shout out to nurses and doctors who are solving our problems. Inspire us, moving us forward into a better century. Now coming into periods of virus, what are we going to do? So we need great leaders now. They need great leaders to inspire us to move forward. In the United States right now, in some countries, there are political leaders. There are those governors who inspire us, that give us hope, that help us solve problems. So humanity is a problem-solving machine. We see a problem, we solve it. Now, one of the best ways to do it is that when we see a problem, we turn the problem over to a higher source, to God, to the universe. I call it source energy. We turn that problem over and we get busy doing something. Do something that feels good, right? Okay, God, I need a solution. You know, and Spirit, God, source, gives us solutions, helps us through it. One of the examples I remember was back in the 1960s. There, people had heart disease, and a heart transplant was a concept, an idea. Let's put a healthy heart into the individual and let them live longer. Christian was a surgeon from South Africa, and he performed the first heart transplant. But he later testified to the fact, or wrote about the fact, that when he did it, he felt this guiding hand. Now, this is a story I heard, and I like to believe it. He felt this guiding hand that helped him through the surgery. So we can rely on higher source, higher selves, God, source energy. Now, when I talk about solving problems and giving hope and inspiring us forward, I don't necessarily think in terms of religion. I think religion stagnates us. Now, I'm not saying all religious leaders are stagnating themselves and creating more problems. Some they do, right? We have religious leaders now who are saying, well, you don't stay home during this virus. You can go out, go to church, run around, do stuff. That's not solving a problem. They're not problem solvers. They're creating more problems. A lot of times it's very selfish. So we have great leaders in this country. Be a great leader. Solve problems. When your problems come up in life, don't worry about them. I mean, they're not going away. You don't have to necessarily spend a lot of time on them. Worry does not solve problems. Worry just creates more problems. If you want to solve a problem, turn it over. Give it to the universe. Give it to source. Give it to God. Go find something creative and constructive to do. Turn it over, turn it over, turn it over, right? So that's problem solving. So I wanted to talk about problem solving. We've had great problem solvers in the past. We will have great problem solvers in the future. My spirit guide says that we have great people in the scientific community, and we have to trust these scientists will come up with solutions. They will find a vaccine, and they're really working hard at finding vaccine for this coronavirus and other viruses. They're very diligent about doing it. They will do it. They'll solve this problem, I believe, and from my spiritual practice, they will solve it quicker than what we think. A lot of people are kind of negative about that, right? A lot of people are negative about that. They say, ah, never happens. Never happens. I believe it will happen. You know, say it's a year away, 2 years away. Yeah, maybe, but I'm feeling by the end of the year, there will be a vaccine. We'll write that down. This crazy medium psychic said there will be a solution by the end of the year. There will be a vaccine for this. And let's see what happens. Let's see if I'm right. I hope I am. I'd love to be right on this one. I'm feeling one. I'm getting a little stir crazy, too. I can't do some things I'd love to be able to do. What I'm not taking calls today, and I'll be back on Saturday. Maybe I'll take some more calls. I want to hear from your ancestors or spirit guides on solving your problems. Because that's what I do, is I give hope. Now, the last part of the show, because I'm about halfway into it, maybe there's a few minutes left, I'm going to do a meditation on kindness. The loving kindness. I've read a lot about kindness, and kindness, acts of kindness, doing little things for other people and for yourself, does something to you physically. It helps you physically. When you do an act of kindness to somebody else, you open a door for somebody, you smile at somebody, do other little things, acts of loving kindness, expressing love through what you do, because love is an action word. It's moving us forward, it's doing something. When you do that, it secretes in your body nitric oxide. Okay, it's a chemical. You don't have to look it up, nitric oxide. Okay, look it up. And what nitric oxide does for you is it opens up your blood vessels. It lowers your blood pressure. It helps your heart. Also, loving kindness secretes other hormones in the body and works with the cells to do what? It helps you keep from aging. It keeps cellular life longer. It helps retards the aging process. Your face, your skin. That's a cool idea, isn't it? Take a look at that. Believe me, one of the people I've been reading a lot from and listening to is a gentleman named David R. Hamilton, a PhD who worked in chemical and worked in creating chemicals or chemicals. Okay, for the heart, for things like that. I'm getting all tongue-tied here, but that's where I get a lot of the information, but I read it from different sources. So look it up. Nitric oxide, what does it do for you? And the fact that when you do acts of kindness to others, it secretes it into the body. It opens up the blood vessels. It lowers blood pressure. So you go around helping people and doing things for people and doing things for yourself and helping animals and just showing love and kindness, and boom, it makes you healthier. So the last part of the show, what I'm going to do, if I can do it, I am going to do a meditation, a loving kindness meditation. If you follow with me, I wish you would, or if you want to listen to this later and follow through the meditation, it helps. And it's based on a Buddhist practice. So I want you to take your breath. You can keep your eyes open when you do this. And the loving kindness meditation is focusing towards you and towards others. So when you express these words and think about these words, offering that loving kindness energy out. So, first of all, for yourself, follow with me, and we're going to repeat these words a couple times. I am filled with loving kindness. I am filled with love. I am prosperous in all areas of my life. I am safe from inner and outer dangers. I am healthy in body, mind, and spirit. I am happy, comfortable, at peace, and I'm a co-creative source. Okay, so let's repeat those again one more time. Just relax, take a deep breath, just focus on the words. I am filled with loving kindness. I am filled with love. I am prosperous in all areas of my life. I am safe from the inner and outer dangers. I'm healthy in mind, body, and spirit. Happy, comfortable, and at peace. Okay? So let's move on. Let's go to the next step. The next one is picture someone you love that brings you joy, even a pet. I shouldn't even. Okay? May you be filled with, now picture this, whatever, whoever this is. Picture, may you be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with love. May you be prosperous. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be filled with health. May you be healthy in mind, body, and spirit. May you be happy, comfortable, and at peace. Let's do that one more time. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with love. May you be prosperous. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be healthy in body, mind, spirit. May you be happy, comfortable, and at peace. The next one. Next, picture an acquaintance, perhaps someone near you. Maybe one of your neighbors, maybe a mailman, maybe somebody that you see on a regular occasion that you don't have necessarily a connection with. May you be filled with loving kindness. image of that person in your mind when you're doing this. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with love. May you be prosperous. May you be safe from inner dangers. May you be healthy in mind, body, and spirit. May you be happy, comfortable, and at peace. Let's do that again one more time. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with love. May you be prosperous. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be healthy in mind, body, mind, and spirit. May you be happy, comfortable, and at peace. Let's move on to the next one. We've got a couple more to do here. Just focus. If your mind distracts, just focus on the words. Just focus on the intent here. Okay? Picture someone that you have discomfort or discord with. That's fairly easy, isn't it? So maybe filled with loving kindness. Now put that energy out to this individual or individuals in your life. Just put that out there. And you're radiating some energy, some vibration towards this individual. Think about it. You're radiating something to change, right? May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with love. May you be prosperous. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be healthy in body, mind, and spirit. May you be happy, comfortable, and at peace. Okay, let's do it again. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with love. May you be prosperous. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be healthy in body, mind, and spirit. May you be happy, comfortable, and at peace. And the last one. Focus again, take a deep breath, relax, just focus on the words as we go through it. So last, direct your words towards all beings, all life forms on the planet, animals, you know, the planet itself, animals, all the people on the earth. May we be filled with loving kindness. I love that. May we be filled with loving kindness. May we be filled with love. May we be filled with love. May we be prosperous. May we be safe from inner and outer dangers. May we be healthy in body, mind, and spirit. May we be prosperous. May we be safe from inner and outer dangers. May we be healthy in body, mind, and spirit. May we be happy, comfortable, and peace. Now, normally the meditation would end there. And if you get a chance to listen to this again, you can do this on your own. Look up kindness meditation on the internet. This is a variation of one that's on the internet. But I want to go back over. Just stay with me for another minute. And if you want to call in, give me a quick question for an ancestor, we'll do that after. So focus one more time. We're going to go back over you again. This is for you to think about for yourself. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with love. Focus those energies on yourself. Focus those words on yourself. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with love. Feel that energy radiate through you. May you be prosperous. May you be prosperous. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you be healthy in body, mind, and spirit. May you be healthy in body, mind, and spirit. May you be happy, comfortable, and at peace. May you be happy, comfortable, and at ease. I like that word. May you be happy, comfortable, and at ease. Now, I would suggest that you do this on your own. Just find a meditation. I did this last night. I was listening to or reading what David R. Hamilton said about loving kindness, and it reminded me of this meditation, which I learned a while back, and I thought, I'm going to do the meditation before I go, and I slept soundly. I mean, I woke up late, okay, for me. I mean, usually my dog gets me up about 6 in the morning, just as the sun's coming up, my dog, we both slept in, because I projected up to her those words, those thoughts. I have about 5 minutes left in the show, I will take a call, but remember, I'm getting messages, and they're very brief from your ancestors, and they're about hope. They're about the future. what you can achieve. Okay, so I'll make a call, and then we'll end the show with, we'll see what happens. I don't know. But think about what I said today about problem solving. We'll go back over that in a minute. Okay, one call, real quick. Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Having fun. So who am I speaking to?
I'm speaking with Carla.
Carla, what's going on with Carla? Are you staying safe?
No, I'm just
well, obviously, you're not on a respirator somewhere, so you're doing okay.
Oh, God. I'm just bored. I'm waiting to go back home. I'm really bored.
Well, that seems to be typical. There's a little, I watch videos on TikTok once in a while. There's this little song that people use. I'm bored in the house, and it goes on and on. But I think that's very typical right now, right? People just want to do something else. So did you have a question or something that you wanted your ancestors to comment on? It's a female energy
on
your father's side, great-grandmother.
No.
Okay. No? Okay.
No.
So is there anything I can help you with, or you just want to listen?
Just listening. Thank you.
Okay. Well, take care of yourself. You heard the meditation. Practice that meditation, or if you didn't get a chance to hear it, kindness meditation, it helps. It really does. You focus on love.
Yeah, I know. I'm just really restless.
Okay, so yeah, loving kindness, be at peace. Part of the meditation is be at peace. And that's a good thing. Okay? Be well. Stay safe. Okay?
Thank you.
I'll put you back up. Hold, I guess. So I enjoy doing this show. I like doing this. I'd like to bring up a topic or a theme. I'll take calls, of course, and I always pass on messages from ancestors, mostly ancestors, like spirit guides. The reason I like it, the reason I like to get messages from your ancestors, even famous people are in the non-physical world, people call it heaven. The reason I like to do that is because they know your energy. Yeah, you may have never even known that. It could be like this great uncle that you never met. Know your energy, that your spirit family is always there observing you, paying attention to you, passing the information to you. And so they want to help you. They want to guide you through your life. You know, you talk about inspiration, guidance, and problem solving. Yeah, they're problem solvers. They are your problem solvers. So if you can tap into your ancestors, those people, and whatever it is, they will help you with problems. I had a friend who called one time and was asking me, she's an artist, really very good artist. I gave her a message to Picasso and helped her in her art. Nah, I didn't know what I was saying to her. I have no idea. I don't remember what I said to her, but I could feel that the energy wasn't mine. The words were not mine. So these are not my words. When I pass on messages from the non-physical world, it's not me. And I've had that experience even when I first, before I even started doing this, of saying things to people going, that come from, that wasn't me. I'm a natural channel. A channel for people. And that's what I love to do. I love to be able to pass on messages of hope, pass on messages of guidance. It really is about hope. Now, what you do with the message, that's your decision. You get a message and you can go, what? Crazy stuff. I'll never do that. But think about it before you dismiss it and say, oh, that'll never happen. Oh, I don't believe that. I was talking to somebody today, one of my friends who's also a psychic. You know, people get this message that, you're going to meet somebody in 3 months or 4 months. And they go, nah, never happens. Well, you've just negated the whole mess. You've just put yourself in the zone of, I don't believe it and I don't accept it. If you accept the words and you go, oh, okay, I can believe that. I know the universe, God, is going to provide for me what I need, and stay with those words and believe it. You manifest what's been told to you, what's going to happen. So think about it. Next time you talk to a psychic, if it feels real, if it feels good, if it feels like, yeah, I can do that, I can, I accept that, accept it, stay with the word and see what happens. I love you guys. I will be back on Saturday. We'll see what happens then. Be well. Stay safe.